You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. We can make a new one. We don't have to keep using this one.
You make me laugh.
I love
it's a good one.
Right. I love it so much.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
The swallows are here. The swallows are here. Wow. Just makes me smile.
That's good.
Makes
me smile. So does this one.
This is your new favorite.
Makes me want to dance.
I hate this chair.
And wiggle. I told you, get a different chair. Go get one.
I didn't realize how much I didn't like it.
Well, go get it.
Because I move things around. Go ahead. Say hello.
Hello. How is everybody on this fine, beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day.
I hope everyone is doing well.
Just because it's snowing and cold and icy doesn't mean it's not beautiful.
Right? It is beautiful. It is cold. It's a good day to bake if you're at home.
Oh, you should bake.
Maybe make something nice, some soup or something, you know, maybe something with beans in it. Who knows? Whatever you want. Something vegetarian. Who knows? Something good, though.
What did you just say?
I said maybe make something vegetarian.
Don't do that. That's not comfort food.
Well, maybe. You don't know.
Is there such thing as vegetarian comfort food?
I don't know.
Mashed potatoes.
I'm not a vegetarian.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I just answered my own question.
There you go.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
I think that's considered a comfort food because everyone has to have it at the holidays.
Oh, maybe. Well, all holiday food is comfort food, I think.
All right. Happy Monday. This is a better chair.
Good.
I feel taller, stronger, and a dang new table is getting me going.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to find the right table.
We're going to find the right table.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
I'm wonderful.
You think so fantastic.
A lot of people are at work. If you're at work, you should just go home now.
Right.
Yeah, because whenever you listen to this, it'll be a little bit hour or so from here. It'll be a little afternoon time.
Yeah.
When we post this, so those people need to be told to go home.
Yeah, they should go home now. Before it gets worse out.
That's what they say.
Hi, classy little cupcake.
Classy little cupcake is here. I think that we figured out because she was on another podcast a little earlier that she's maybe not being kicked out all the time, but maybe minimizing or maximizing the app, perhaps, to type. And that's why it looks like she's coming in and out all the time.
Who knows?
I don't know either.
Who knows?
But, you know, kind of have the app. The app world's going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
App world.
So definitely, if you're new, if you're not new, go to our social medias. Follow us, Shayna, Sean, Everything Swallow Podcast.
Because I'm Shayna.
And I'm Sean.
Yeah. And we have this podcast.
You know, we're rocking this podcast. There we go. How would I sound better?
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you figure it out now?
Well, it had everything changed for all those women.
We should have just kept yours, though, where it was and put them somewhere else.
Yeah,
I should have.
Yeah, well, you know.
New rule.
It got busy in here fast.
It got busy in here fast.
Real quick, so things got switched around, which I'm segueing in to the fact that Sex Talk Saturday was Saturday, and it was great.
Was Saturday. It was a long one. It was 2 hours. Who knew it was going to be that long?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I did. Maybe they'll all be that long.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it was really great. I mean, we had three fabulous women come and chat with us about different sex things that they're into.
It was really good.
It was, right?
I liked it.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, it got a little... well, keep going.
Okay.
It got serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
did.
It was very... I liked the different perspectives from all the three different women because they are in three different worlds.
Right. So we talked with...
Amber
about being pregnant.
That's right, about what sex and pregnancy
and, sex
and
is
what's
like.
What's that like, and do you have a sex life, or is it raging?
They don't do anything kinky. Maybe they will now.
Well, I think they do. She was kind of alluding to there was
some
kinkiness.
Yeah, but I mean, like
Not with, like Christie's
with her
pinky.
Belly.
Oh yeah, like
oiling it up, painting right, it up, or something like it. That.
And then Christie was here, and she brought her sex toys.
Yeah, and that was fun. Learn how about her kink. She likes to be trained.
Yes, she did. I love she said that. She liked being trained.
That's so great.
I think that. That's also part of the fetish is having that
right
that trainer
right
in your life, the master. And her toys were fun. Her toys were a different array from fun toys to toys that will leave serious marks.
Yeah, well, you know, they kind of like that too, the bruising and the stuff like that. That's all part of it, I think.
I should have asked her, but maybe it's so they have a little lasting reminder.
Oh, yeah. It carries with you through the week. It's kind of like your dirty little secret.
Right.
Yeah, when you're wearing your sexy panties, nobody knows it.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and you're all, hoo-hoo.
Well, I mean, I don't know that
I got
myself.
My sexy panties on.
I can't speak to that.
Right, but, right.
I guess I could understand.
Well, I think it's pretty great. It was really great. And then... we talked to Allie, which that conversation went completely different than the way it was supposed to.
You know, and I think it did for good.
Yeah.
I think it made a positive step. Maybe they won't just be roommates. Or anymore. Will they'll even be better roommates?
Well, maybe they'll go back to not being roommates. Who knows? I guess we'll see when it comes up. But I talked to her today, and she said that it helped them grow.
Well, good. If anything, they have a little bit open dialogue.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my point.
Okay.
Right here, this Sex Talk Saturday, right here, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a brainstorm thought. I think Sex Talk Saturday is really great, and it's good. But you know what? It just doesn't really encompass what you're actually doing on these Saturdays. You're doing sex talk, but you need a new name.
What is the new name?
The new name, 60 Minute Therapy with Shayna.
Oh, my God.
That could go 2 hours. Because it really does seem like, if you listen back to the third portion of all three parts of the podcast are incredible. But you're very therapeutic. You are very... helpful. You know what I mean? You have an insight and you say things in a way that come off real true. You know what I mean?
Not just bossy.
Right through the bullshit. And well, maybe bossy is the right thing, but maybe sometimes we need a little bossy in our emotions to
right.
get us in check.
Right.
I'm just saying. It's pretty awesome.
Huh. Maybe I should re-listen
back.
To it.
You should listen.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
You did?
Well, of course.
When?
When I drive in my car.
You didn't listen to it.
I listened to some when I edited it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to it.
It's powerful stuff.
I don't know. I just was telling them.
You just do what you do.
My point of view. Perspective.
That's
my
what
opinion.
I'm talking about. Your perspective is odd, which makes it therapeutic because no one thinks the way that you think and your insight and your enlightening.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And you come across it's so caring, but it's so direct.
Yeah.
Like you can tell someone, well, you could get your shit together.
I usually find myself saying, so how long are you going to live in that misery?
Yeah. You say that a lot.
Well, so many people are living miserable lives.
Yeah.
And it's purely by choice.
Totally by choice.
We have control over what we bring into our life, what we do with our energy. Mm-hmm. And it's like so many people are wasting
it. Yeah. What are you going to do? How long are you going to sit in that misery?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think it was good. And I know I'm tongue in cheek about the therapy thing because I've always kind of said that. It's 15 minutes with Shayna.
That's what she said. Skip said, I should be a therapist.
Totally.
I've opened his eyes.
Yeah.
They had a great night after the podcast.
That's what I hear.
I went home and had some fun and like hung out all night. Mm. And so let's see. Even if they don't get back together, roommates with benefits is not bad.
No, that could be fun. It's better than
nothing.
Celibacy.
Yeah.
Or wishing you had anything else.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what that would be like. I can't even imagine.
Well.
You know what I mean? For us, because we've just been together so long now.
Yeah.
That there's no way we could go to roommates.
No.
It just wouldn't happen.
No.
It just wouldn't happen.
I told you.
But we're in a different world. I know. You'd murder me and the girl. murder, kill, kill. I get it.
But just as long as we're clear.
No, we're totally clear.
I love passionately.
Yeah.
I love so hard.
Dangerously passionately.
It could be on the border of dangerous.
So, I mean, obviously, that's not even in the cards for us ever. Like, people say, well, we'll stay together for the kids and I'll move to the basement. It's like, oh, the hell you will. Yeah. You're moving your ass out of here. Somebody's got to go.
Someone's got to go.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that it's good. I just want people to remember, it's just my opinion. You take it or leave it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The purpose of the show is to just talk.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And just talk about stuff that people don't normally talk about.
Exactly.
And I think that's what happened that day. Yeah. Opened up some things and ideas for them.
It brought them into an environment maybe where they could talk honestly.
Right.
With like that third party.
Right.
Using air quotes.
Right.
Which is great. Yeah, the next Sex Talk Saturday. What are we going to talk about? What's left? We should start charging them to
right,
come.
To come. Yeah. You want to come.
So it's $25. It's you were going to say 10.
10. I was
See, look.
Say
you were going to undercut.
I was going to say 10.
It's 25 bucks.
It's 25 bucks to come.
Yep. It's $25.
Yeah. That's
to,
it.
To appear on Saturday Sex Talk, you come to the studio.
Right.
We'll
let's work out your shit.
We'll pour some drinks in you. And Shane will be honest with you about your shit.
That's right. I'll be honest with you about your shit. And you know what? Maybe it'll make it better for you and you can move on from there in a more healthy and happy way.
Yep.
That's the goal.
And we'll find out what you're doing in the bedroom.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's something fun, man.
Well, we'll
hopefully
know.
It's something fun. Like, I just can't even believe it. I don't know. Way more experienced than maybe some.
Yeah.
And if you're not experienced at all, you should probably get out there and have some fun.
Lucky me.
Yeah. And we've been together a long time, my friend.
Why do you think?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You get me.
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. You get me.
I get you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What? Isn't that like a movie?
No.
For life or something.
You have gaps.
Oh, right. My Rocky quote. So you beat it out of me.
And I have gaps.
Because I got gaps. And you got gaps. And together, we fill the gaps. Adrian. Adrian, I got gaps. No, you got gaps.
I love
true.
It.
We do. We are like two gears that when we came together, all those empty spaces in us, we fill
absolutely
each other. You know,
and we started growing much better.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I feel. Just like Rocky Balboa. I'm going to find that damn clip.
You don't need to find it right now.
It's going to be always in the show. Now it's going in the intro.
No,
you got gaps.
It's not going
you got gaps.
In the
That's
intro.
That's the worst Rocky Balboa impression ever, by the way. Just everyone knows. Adrian, I got gaps.
I got gaps.
Yeah.
Oh, you're funny today.
Yeah, I know. Because I just I've
can I just
my,
tell
great
you.
Life.
Moving on from that, we'll have another one coming up, but it'll be fun. I loved your video this morning.
That's fun. Right?
It was so fun. Yeah, I loved it on hyperspeed, and it was so fun.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's super great what you're doing.
Come on, there.
Let's see. What's the attraction?
We got a meat locker scene.
I don't know. Those gaps, I guess. What's gaps? I don't know. Gaps. She's got gaps. I got gaps. Together we fill gaps, huh?
Boom. Huh? You got the gaps, huh? Yeah, she got a really nice gap. And if I fill her gap, and then we hang out. She makes some pasta.
You're funny.
Yeah, the video was cute.
Yeah.
It came to me like... How can I kind of show a little bit what I do, you know, when I'm working in that position as a floor director? And that was my idea. It wasn't the most busiest of blocks, but I think it got the the message crossed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I work hard when I'm there for those 5 hours.
I know you do. I know you do, and I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, cool.
That's pretty fun.
As I watched about 50 times, of course. I was like, man, whoever's in this video, that's cool.
Yep.
If I saw that, I put it everywhere. I put it on TikTok. I put it on every social media.
Good.
Like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Good.
And TikTok.
TikTok. You now have a TikTok.
I've always had a TikTok since I found TikTok. And you have to log into the TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So now I have 3 videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty popular.
You are really going for it.
Well, I'm becoming. I'll be a TikTok star soon.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I will. But now there's a new one. It's 10 seconds. It's called the. I don't know. I saw the commercial.
10 second Tom.
Yeah. Hello. Giro or Gyro or. Gyno something. It's
I'm sure it's Gyno.
It's a new app that is I'm guessing just like a 10 TikTok, but it's only 10 seconds or 30 seconds. You know, they're robbing the bank and they were in the bodysuits and they had the masks on and he's like, hey man, where are you at? I'll be there in a Gyno, a Gligenslocker.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like,
well,
what the hell is that? He's like, you know,
like a giblet or something.
Yeah, something. Nicely done. I think it is like a giblet or giblet.
Something like that.
And it's under 30 seconds, something.
Something like that, huh? Yeah. Interesting.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
You can do 10 minute videos, which is long.
That's a long video.
I don't have that attention span.
No? To watch the whole thing like that?
Me either. 10 minutes? No way.
I don't really have an attention span for social media.
We sat here and rewatched the halftime, which was 15 minutes. And even then, I was still moving around.
Yeah. In and out.
That's why I like TikTok, because you go to it and it's like something happening and then it's over and something happening. Even 30 seconds is long on TikTok.
Right.
Which is what my little video was.
Gotcha.
But whatever, I just hope people enjoy a little peek into my life.
Well, they can see that video.
They sure can.
On Swallow Nation on Facebook.
That's right. Join the Swallow Nation on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
man.
Those are the type of things you can see. Yeah, those things. And like yesterday, we were doing podcasts on Saturday, we're doing radio on Sunday, TV on Monday.
Podcast every day.
Shayna, podcasting every day. Fashion designing and sewing and making textiles.
Like crazy.
You made an incredibly awesome
coat.
What is that? Bustier thing.
Oh, yeah. My little corset.
Little corset. It's just cute, like lemon yellow.
I know. It's so
just
cute.
Bright as the sun.
What am I going to make for the bottom?
I don't know, but it's cute as hell.
Thank you.
And,
I love it.
And so it's just we're doing so many different things here. I'm going to get into some leather.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making a holster for a friend of mine's sidearm. That's what I'm going to call it now.
Yeah.
It's a sidearm. And it's that dirty, hairy, go ahead, make my day sidearm. It's going to be cool.
I know, Dina Jo. She's just like Jennifer Lopez's leather outfit.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Oh!
And so we're just really enjoying all this fun stuff.
Here our clock.
It's very cool. Clock is chiming. This week, we've got more guests. Yet to be determined?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They haven't confirmation? Right.
I have not heard from the guy in Australia yet to see if he is going to come on with us and talk about that. But I kind of figured maybe not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He might be busy.
He's probably busy with fire stuff.
Yeah, you don't know what's happening over
there. You don't,
there.
But he could have shot me a message. You think he's still on social media? I haven't checked his wall. I'm not stalking him.
No,
that'd
don't.
Be weird.
Don't stalk him.
I think that would be weird.
Don't stalk. That's no good.
Yeah.
No,
that's just our clock. So just to get you up there, Glenn, double F and N, we have about 12 clocks in this house that were modified, made, and some created by my father. And they all chime. Every one of them has the ability to chime.
Yeah.
But as of right now.
We only have one.
Only the German. Because that one runs all by itself.
Right. Doesn't need a battery.
Doesn't need a battery. Doesn't runs on perpetual motion. And so it just always chimes. Never stops chiming.
It stopped a couple times when your mom was here.
It did?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then finally it started again.
Yesterday I was thinking about
it. And then when your mom came, that clock started moving.
And now the weight, yeah.
And it moved like the entire time, but the time never changed.
Right. Just the pendulum weight, swung.
Yeah, it swung. And then it stopped finally.
And that is a creepy, like, Herman Munster's clock.
Right.
Very gothic, old style clock.
Yeah.
Weird. I think the pendulum was just good. I thought I just saw it move. Now that would be weird as hell. That would be weird. I would kind of freak out a little bit if that happens. But I've been listening to a lot of paranormal podcasts lately. I was thinking about putting batteries in that one and maybe that one over there. Maybe getting a couple more chimes going.
Okay.
Or is that too many?
There's a lot.
Yeah, because that one's pretty loud already.
It could be one, two, three.
Well, no,
in
I wouldn't
that
do more
room.
Than three.
There's three in that room.
Can't have more than three at
in
a time.
In this room, there's four. Because
if you do more than, because those count the hour too, so you got to keep that. If you do more than three at a time, they could potentially chime for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Them all. It's happened to
yeah,
me before.
Yeah, we don't want
to
do that. We did that once.
Yeah.
I did that. When we first got them all, I put batteries in every clock, and then I went to work.
Yep.
The next day. And Shana just sat here.
Sewing.
On
in
every
all
hour.
Of the chimes. Because there were so many, it just chimed for hours and hours and hours. Never
as
actually
soon as they finished
stopped.
Because I kept them all about a minute or two off, so they chimed for a full 10 minutes.
Yes, it was something.
Yeah, it was.
I remember when Patrick was here, and he was nice. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. But yet you never took the batteries out. Every day I'd come home, and I was here, too. I still only worked 5 hours a day at that job, too.
My cuckoo clock in there.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll just leave it there.
Oh, see, yeah, you need to get that fixed.
Yeah, you do.
Get your cuckoo fixed.
Definitely. If you got a cuckoo, you got to make it kook.
Mm-hmm. I have one in there, and then sometimes it dies, and I love it. I love it when it's dying.
It's sad if it's not chiming. Like, the ones that we have been gutted, and so they've already been through an autopsy.
That one in there works.
So now it's just boxes. Well, yeah. Oh, no, that one's right. That one's stock.
Yeah, that one works.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, don't leave out my dying clock.
All right, I'll go fix that.
I do like that one.
Yep.
Anyways, let's talk about the Super Bowl halftime.
Here we go.
Can we?
No, well, I've never seen you so fired up about anything sports-related ever in my life.
I usually am not.
So.
I usually don't care. I mean, it's usually just a waste of energy.
Yeah.
But this time, I feel kind of offended.
You do?
Yeah, I feel offended by all the negative attention that is being given to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is upsetting. It has upset me, we'll say that. I don't feel so upset anymore since I talked to you about it. But
right. Well, let's go over exactly. Don't lose your passion yet just because we've talked about it. All right, let's go over this. So where's the comment that got you the most fired up? Get it out.
Oh, I'm not reading that whole thing.
Oh, you're not going to go through that. So let's paraphrase.
No, I'm not going to read that whole thing.
You got on social and online and you started seeing people's reactions to the halftime show and them talking about that it was too risque.
It was too much.
Too revealing.
It was too sexy.
Too
and
sexy.
Oh my God, how could we let our children see such things as this? Oh my God, it's the worst. Oh, it's horrible. Sexy women and spandex grinding on people.
Now,
the comments and the freaking tantrums that has been thrown on social media, it's just really kind of disgusting. Now, I am Latina. And so I guess I feel offended by it because usually I don't, you know, whatever, black, white, whatever, Mexican, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this really got to me, really bothered me, man.
You know, you and you don't feel slighted. You have yet to, this is something you really feel slighted by, and this is.
Yeah.
This is new for you.
Yeah, it's a new feeling that I've had.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm pretty easygoing and I'm pretty, I think, I don't know, well-balanced when it comes to most things of that nature.
Yeah.
I can see both sides of it. But this one, I just feel is ridiculous.
They've assaulted your entire culture. Because
the
Latina culture and all around is sexy.
It's sexy.
And it's always been about the salsa dance. That's a sexy ass dance.
Yeah, all of them. Okay, even just the flamingo.
Flamingo.
It is sexy too. Right. I mean, it's all hips and shoulders and hips and shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is.
Tango.
It is a little bit of the rolling and the touching and the grinding. And I mean, give me a freaking break, people.
Yep.
And. they Shakira and J-Lo have never ever represented themselves as anything than other than beautiful, sexy women.
They were on point to their brand.
Absolutely.
They did nothing outside of what you would expect Shakira and J-Lo to do.
Absolutely.
On their own.
Absolutely. And I'm really offended about what people are saying about their outfits. Because as a designer, that shit was spot on.
It was spot on.
I'm sorry, but if anyone paid attention, Shakira's outfit switched like 6 times.
Yeah.
She had a skirt.
Oh,
she
yeah.
had a different
it was modular.
Skirt. She had a top that was short. She had a top. She had a whole one piece on at one point. I mean,
it was just a modular outfit. It changed as she walked through it. She didn't have to go. Well, so did J-Lo's.
I know.
They didn't have to leave stage to go get something else on.
No, not at all. And did I think they showed too much skin? No, not at all.
Was there too much hip thrusting?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I could have
used
more.
What? Watch something else then, because... Give me a break.
Oh, it was awesome.
So
sexy.
One of the rants that was on Facebook that just went absolutely crazy was, I mean, this lady went as far to say that if you're watching the Super Bowl, you're perpetuating sex trafficking.
Yes.
She did
in her comment, negative comment towards the halftime show, bring in the correlation of sometimes there seems to be a lot of sex trafficking associated with Super Bowls and their venues.
Right.
Because I think there's just so many people there at that time that, you know, last year they busted like 50 people. So
yeah. Well, just make your point a different way, lady.
Has nothing to do with J-Lo.
Nothing to do with the halftime show. And then she said that if you watched it and you enjoyed it, well, then you're just perpetuating the predatorism of sexualizing women or some shit.
Serving children like on styrofoam trays or something like that.
I just couldn't even believe it. I was just like, oh, my God. Let's not give any credit to the fact that this is a 43-year-old woman and a 50-year-old woman. And they are out there dancing their hearts out. I mean, truly dancing the way that they dance in their culture, that they dance. I mean, another lady, the grinding. Do we really want to see grown women grinding in spandex on stage? It's like, really? Really?
Yes. Yes, we do. And it's not about them grinding.
It wasn't even grinding.
They're performing their dance, their act. It's just a performance.
I had to rewatch it again because I was just like, what in the hell is that lady talking about? There was really no grinding. Uh-uh. When J-Lo was dancing with that guy, man, that was like a salsa dance right there. And then they busted into like, a salsa dance. It's just, it was amazing to me.
At one point when she was wearing the Brazilian flag.
Yeah.
Feather robe, which is impressive. Whoever stitched that thing by hand.
Oh, my God, because it was double-sided.
Oh, amazing. Oh. That was her daughter that was there with her.
Yeah.
So it's like J-Lo had her child there on stage with her because this thing that she's doing, these dances that they're finding so offensive, is her culture that she's passing on to her kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They did shake their butts really nice. This is a cultural dance.
Yeah.
This isn't just some slut fest.
No.
It's a cultural dance. That they should probably have feathers on their head and stuff.
Absolutely.
And just little tiny tops on with beads.
The bikini tops.
Woo,
yep.
I could just see it.
Absolutely.
She's from, Colombia.
Colombia. Yeah.
Isn't that where they have Carnaval? Is that Rio?
I think that's
Brazil?
Rio.
I don't know. Let's not get into geography.
Anyways.
Here's my favorite part. And then J-Lo comes in and slams
and
it down.
It's just like she's just hardcore, like salsaing her little feet, man.
Which these are the dances she's teaching her kids.
Yep, absolutely.
And she didn't grind on this guy.
Uh-uh. I thought there has been so many more upsetting performances out there than this one.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt like they were being attacked because they're Latina.
You think so?
Yes, because that is sexy is part of their culture. Right. And so then they're being attacked because of it.
Well,
that just really upset
they're
me.
They're kind of coming to for their culture.
Absolutely.
And they're coming at their culture about it.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Yep. But why does it have to be so judgmental? Whatever happened to just enjoying the entertainment for enjoying the entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and actually seeing what the message is in the entertainment? You know?
What they're trying to portray.
Yeah.
What they're trying to
yeah,
show.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. When J-Lo came out on the stripper pole, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think there was anything sexual about it at all.
No.
I thought it was amazing. That woman... Ugh, you know what? If I could do those things on a pole, I'd want to show everybody, too.
Oh, my God. At 50 years old?
Yeah.
You know how much work she put in to get up on the top of that pole like she did?
She has nylons on.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not just her bare skin.
Yeah.
None of that was her bare skin. It was a complete nylon suit from top to bottom. The only part that was not covered was her cleavage.
Yeah.
That was it. Everything else was covered. It was a full corseted top.
I know.
I mean,
impressive. So much boning in that top.
It was so beautiful.
If you'd have put a little skirt around it, she'd have been an ice skater.
Absolutely. Well, when she put the thing on, when she put that little harness thing on that had all the beads on it in the end, absolutely it was. It just added the skirt right there.
And I was wondering, you know how she climbed to the top of the pole and then she put the pole right between her legs and then just went straight out like that?
Do you know how hard that is?
I wonder if they put like little, maybe little grippy things in there.
No, just, I think that's all.
It was full Kegel.
Full on inner thigh.
Wow.
Full on inner thigh. I mean, I thought her outfits were beautiful. J-Lo's. When she came out in that leather thing, I was like, oh, I can tell she has on something underneath there.
Yeah.
So I knew from Shakira's outfits that J-Lo's were going to be very similar.
Yeah.
And that leather outfit was sexy hot.
Everything
I don't give
it.
A shit what anybody says. And I feel like those women who are complaining about it are purely jealous.
Oh my!
One, they could never wear anything like that.
No.
Two, maybe they don't have the courage to wear anything like that. And three, they would never look that good in it.
Oh God! If I looked like that, I hope
that
look like
is J-Lo. A 50-year-old woman with a banging bod.
Yeah,
and she works damn hard for it. The way she danced out there and sang—I mean, oh, give me a break! And they're beautiful. They're so beautiful. Like Shakira didn't even have on that much makeup.
Nope.
She just really so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought a little glitter on her eye, and that was really about it. The rest was it. She was a belly dancer, for God's sakes. That woman can move, and she should move. We should probably all move a little bit
we
more
take
like that.
Dance lessons from Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Is J-Lo doing a residency right now in Vegas?
I don't know.
Las Vegas with Tour Strip, returns to the Las Vegas Strip, because I felt like it was kind of a commercial for J-Lo in a sense.
Could be.
Because earlier in the Super Bowl, they were like chasing her in a commercial. Some people and she was going through the Hard Rock
Casino
and stuff. And she's like, I got to get
see
there.
That commercial.
So I think that might be the only thing is that's. You know, if she's doing a residency at the Hard Rock Cafe and then conveniently playing the Super Bowl at the Hard Rock,
right?
You know what I mean? Stadium. So that could be
one
thing.
Oh, she said it was promoting her movie, too.
Promoting a movie as well. So, you know, this was marketing at the most perfect sense.
Right.
But to bring in the two of them to make it a cultural thing, especially being in Miami, which is probably 90%
which
Latin
was so,
or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm making up numbers.
No, but it is. It's yes.
Very, very thick with the Latin
so
people
amazing.
And culture. So it's almost like bringing a celebration of those people.
All of it.
To the world.
Yep.
You know, what's going on in Miami, what's going on down in there in Florida, was kind of presented, and so the world is shocked. Like, oh my God, people are so sexy down there. I can't go down there.
I can't be around.
I can't believe there's a
sexy.
Disney. There's a Disney down there.
Oh my God.
So, and I imagine Dina says Miami equals half naked people. So
right.
That's, I don't know why we don't live there.
Right.
But
there's a lot of big bugs.
Yeah. You're not a bug girl.
Yeah.
I think anybody in the stadium, because one of the women that was complaining on social, you were like, all those people brought their families and kids to see that Super Bowl for the first time as a family, wholesome event.
They have no option to change the channel.
They're subject to that, you know, whatever it was. I bet you they saw way worse on the streets, in
Absolutely.
The restaurants, because it had to have been crazy down there in Super Bowl Village.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take your kids to go down to Super Bowl Village. You want to experience all of that fanfare and everything mm-hmm. on the beach and all that
everywhere
stuff.
Everywhere around.
I bet it was covered with half-naked women.
Yep, everywhere.
Dancing everywhere all the time. And then I saw some news reports, and they were just showing people dancing on the streets because they just couldn't believe it. They were just so excited that this was all happening. You know what I mean?
Right.
So...
Well, and I want to say this, too. Why don't you take that moment and make it a learning moment? Make it a learning moment for your children. Help them understand. Like, I'd have told Arielle, wow, look, that dress is super short on her. You should right. probably not wear that out. But she's performing, and that's her costume.
Right, it's a costume.
I mean, that's her costume. That's what she's wearing. And then I would begin to point out the amazing parts of the costume. You know, and the time and energy it took to make the costume and make it about something else, you yep. know? And if you feel this strictly about your children, why are you taking them to the Super Bowl to begin with? There's going to be nothing but drunk people there.
Totally.
I mean, why are you doing that?
That's all part of the fanfare. Well, Classy Little Cupcake made a very astute observation. The cheerleaders wear less.
Yes.
Cheerleaders wear less. Yes. Okay, I think we're done here.
Yes.
This was an attack on your Latino friends.
It was. It was just an attack on it because, oh my God, guess what? Now in America, Latinas can't be sexy. It's gonna be banned.
You know what I'm just thinking? And it goes worse. It's actually an attack on the whole Mexican culture.
Absolutely.
With this coronavirus.
Right?
See?
Who named it that?
Yeah, exactly.
Now they're going after the beer company themselves, right?
What's next? The Modelo flu?
Modelo.
The Dos Equis squirts?
It's so funny.
See, it is. It's an attack on the entire culture as a whole.
Not cool, people. Not cool. Where's our Mexican president running? Come on.
Oh, we need a Hispanic president.
Yeah.
In this country. It would represent a good population of this country.
Absolutely.
It would be a good. Let's
come on.
Do it. Yeah, we need a.
Freaking
where's,
funny.
Where's Federico Peña? Get back into it, Peña.
I don't know. Just interesting. It bothered
the flan.
Me. I feel better now that we talked about it,
yeah,
but
good.
It just upset me.
Well, I don't want you feeling offended and you're misrepresented
yeah.
in your culture.
Yeah.
And
it's not our fault we're sexy.
I don't want you to feel racistified.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's, like I said, it's not our fault we're sexy.
No, it's not your fault. And don't you stop being sexy.
No.
All you beautiful Latinos, you keep it up. Because as a white guy... I wish I could say, oh, and the white people, they're just known for being, like, sexy and having great rhythm, you know? That'd be great. It'd be so great if you were known for that.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's okay. I'm good at being known for being mediocre.
And I'm okay with it.
What's up, dog? The dog wants to be on the podcast. She's gotten up.
Hi, Daff.
From her throne of blankets. Oh. We really are having a good time.
Yeah, she's over
look
here.
Outside now.
It's not snowing enough
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's still snowing.
Just
it's
tiny
icing.
Bit. Yeah, it's just icy now.
You might experience some grapple today.
Oh, yeah.
Grapple. Do we know what grapple is?
Grapple is round balls of snow.
Perfect. Hard little round balls of snow.
That
not
fall
flakes.
From the sky.
It happens when the wind carries those flakes back up and then down again in a circular motion and creates the little tiny balls of snow like a styrofoam, but not hard enough like a hailstone.
Right.
It's called grapple.
Wow.
Yeah. I looked it up. Oh, it's happening right now where Dina Joe is. Go out and get some grapple on there.
Get some grapple.
Get some grapple on you.
Dina Joe wants a leather outfit like J-Lo had on.
Can I be here for the fitting?
Of course.
Oh, I make the leather.
You make
I'm
the leather.
Leather guy. What kind? Like the bondage wear? I'm gonna actually work on some bondage stuff.
Bondage wear today?
No, I'm going to work on a couple things, all leather related. But she just came over to say hi. Now back over to the throne.
That's funny.
A weird dog. No, I have made some bondage and some harnesses, and they all sold very rapidly, and they were very successful. So I am going to try my hand at a couple more of those.
Okay.
Don't look through my Google image searches, okay?
It's going to be something different. It's going to
be a lot of bondage wear.
You've not had in there before? No. I mean, give me a break. Like, your Google search is ever clean?
It's going to have
a lot of... I'm going to be shocked.
A lot of bondage wear in there and harnesses. Because I think that that's very popular right now.
Absolutely.
Despite what we're reading online, I think that the kind of outfits that we saw last night are becoming more and more popular and almost more and more mainstream. I mean, I think you go to the club. I don't. But if you do, I think you see a lot of skin these days.
Absolutely.
Lots.
Absolutely.
On the dudes, too.
All shapes and sizes.
I'm pretty sure the half shirts, you know, for guys.
Are coming back.
Yeah, totally coming back.
Oh, I hope they come back in that netting. Like the
one you made?
The football jersey netting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's huge.
That they used to wear in the 80s, early 90s.
Number 69 on the back.
Yeah.
You wear that with some really tight jeans that you've rolled around the ankle and some wrestling
that
shoes.
That you pegged.
Yep. You pegged the jeans. You pegged the jeans. And you wear them with your wrestling shoes.
Uh-huh.
But you don't tie them all the way to the top. No. You leave the top of the wrestling shoe open.
Open.
So and if you're cool, baggy. You get the Adidas.
Oh.
The Adidas wrestling shoes. Or the Nikes are fine, too. But and then make sure they're stonewashed.
Right.
Those jeans don't better not be all one color.
No. Okay, boo powder. Boo powder.
And they need to have some tears in them. Now, you can substitute the wrestling shoes with white cowboy boots.
Oh, only if they're snakeskin, though.
But well, snakeskin preferred. And then you don't peg, and the boots go inside. Some dudes would wear the boots on the outside, but I just wasn't there.
Is this your alter ego?
Yeah, yeah. And then some bandanas and your belt loops.
In your belt loops.
Oh yeah.
Not wrapped around your leg.
Well, you can do some down in the leg, but then you got to weave them through the hole.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's
gotcha. Gotta
be part of that, like you're trying to be cool.
Yeah. Amanda says you sound like her husband.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And then a tight.
Don't forget your mullet.
You got to have a tight t-shirt.
No, you have the fishnet, the net.
Oh, we're doing the, well, then we got
Oh, now you've changed
no,
your
No,
outfit.
I forgot we were doing the fishnet shirt.
You have
shirt,
to have the jean jacket.
And your jean jacket over the top. But does not it, a full jean.
Does it have sleeves?
The jean jacket has sleeves, but
it's a shorty?
Because the jacket is actually too small for you. And so you roll them up so that it goes mid. Because you don't want that jacket to go past the waist.
Oh,
and
you, right.
It doesn't need to close because you got to be able to see the half shirt. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll be frayed. And then patch on the back. You got to have like a quiet riot.
On the back?
On the back, yeah. Or a white snake.
It's your little brother's coat.
Yeah, exactly.
Sister's coat.
Yeah. You put your Spinal Tap coat on there. Smell the glove. You know what I mean? Had one. See, I am describing. And then the mullet. Of course, you had the mullet. Now, I had the mullet, but I didn't have the curly hair. And I didn't have the straight hair mullet. So I had the man Farrah Fawcett.
The Farrah Fawcett mullet.
Yeah, where it was a big wavy thing on top like a Bee Gee, but then long and back like a Motley Crue. You know what I mean? So I was like a hair band with it was sensitive.
Yeah.
It was a little disco on the side.
I gotcha.
I'm all out of love. Shout at the devil. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I was soft and hard.
At the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Soft and hard at the same time.
Yeah. Now, I have no photographs to verify any of this.
I think I might have one.
I do have a photo from my high school theater, but that time I didn't have so... Well, I had a pretty good mullet, but...
You had a mullet. It wasn't very long. It was
but I had
past your shoulders.
But I did have the BG. Lots of BG up front.
Sean always wanted a perm.
I never had a perm. Wanted one. I always had long hair. My parents, my mom never cut my hair. Always had long hair. And I wanted that perm, but too much work, you know, for me. They weren't going to do it.
I'd have been a lot of perm rollers
for
your hair.
A lot of rollers for me, yeah. Because I always have had this mane.
Yeah, you've always had a mane.
When I'm 70, it's all coming back, baby.
You can bring it all back when it's 70. All white.
Well, it'll be all white, but it will never be. I'm not gray now. So,
it's going to take forever.
Yeah. They were horrible and stinky. I remember they stink.
and perms.
Yeah, I remember the smell.
Burn, and make your scalp burn.
And because of the movie Legally Blonde, I know that you're not supposed to get them wet.
Right, not for 3 days. That's right. Gotta let it sit.
Oh, that's funny. I think perms are coming back, though.
I don't know. I had straight hair when I was a kid.
What?
And then my mom...
You have super curly hair now.
Yeah. My mom gave me a perm when I was like 10 and 11, 12. And then I was like, hey, I don't want any more perms. And yeah. Then she's like, okay. And then my hair was never straight again.
That's weird.
It's been curly ever since.
But you wanted it back?
No, I wanted straight hair.
I know. Well, I mean, well, you straighten your hair all the time.
Yes, now I do.
That makes sense.
It never went back to straight.
Do you miss it?
Nah, because I can straighten it. Now, when I was a teenager, yes, I did, because there weren't straightening irons in the 90s. And so there were crimping irons, but not straight. So then we had to iron our hair with the iron on low heat on the ironing board. Oh,
that's really...
Absolutely.
That was a thing?
Yeah.
You know,
I do it on the... And when your hair was too long, you did it on the floor. Lay a towel down.
Rob and Pat and them, they would iron their mohawks.
Yeah.
To do the... Yeah, to straight up, or to get the Liberty spikes. Yeah. I don't remember what they said they put
in. Aquanet.
No, they used something else really hard.
Glue.
Starch.
Starch.
Laundry grade starch. To get those points off the top of their head.
I don't know if you use starch.
But they would freaking they would iron each other's mohawks before they would go out.
To get them straight.
Now, that was a look. See, I didn't have that look. Those guys were wearing like... white t-shirts with those little tiny leather coats. And
Rob's mohawk was like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, the 2 feet tall mohawk.
Yeah.
And everything else. So, I mean, at least I was dressed. At least I looked like a girl. Dippity doo gel?
Yeah, that's what she just said. Is dippity doo gel.
I don't know what it was, but yeah, they get their freaking mohawks so
pointy. I would put gelatin in it.
So pointy, it would put your eye out.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
sharp.
Move.
The hair would break.
Gosh. And then there's me standing next to him, looking like Farrah Fawcett's a little brother. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm a big part of the band. I'm the singer. I'm the guy that sings. Look at me. La, 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 la. Oh, my God. I was disjointed. It. I didn't have a look. My look was whacked.
Your look was whatever you wanted it was to be.
I can remember just wearing those, looking like I came right out of, what was that, Twin Peaks. You know what I mean? The TV show Twin Peaks, wearing Z Cavaricci's and a suede leather coat that I still have.
Oh, my God, you still have it.
And freaking untied Reeboks. with long a mullet, with the mullet man and eyeliner. People see me coming, what the hell's wrong with this?
Did you wear your cowboy boots with your Z Cavaricci's?
I totally wore my cowboy boots with my Z Cavaricci's,
baby. I
did
totally see you doing it.
Now, the Z Cavs, I would tie the bandana around like my mid calf, lower calf. And I don't know what we did. I don't know. I just walked around like that. I didn't go to concerts or
just walked
around.
You and everybody else.
Oh my God. You know, I was singing in a band in people's garages, you know, at that time. I'm 16. Yeah. I am Iron Man. My Z Cavaricci's singing Ozzy Osbourne.
Are you? People thought you were confused.
Oh, man. What a fruitcake.
Nah, the 90s were great.
Right. You could get away with that.
There was so much.
A man in eyeliner.
Bad everything in the 90s.
Seemed okay.
Mm-hmm. Just seemed okay. You know what? Okay. I mean, because that, it was the same time as the Z Cavaricci's and the freaking grunge era. All of the freaking flannel shirts.
We dropped the jean jackets for the flannel shirt. Or the leather coat. I dropped my leather coat for flannels. And
that's funny.
Yeah. and a sad, bad attitude. Negative. Nah. And that's when I really embrace my negative outlook on life, man.
Never.
It's the world springing me down.
I floated through there just bright, yeah, glowing, yeah, flowers and too. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Just passing through.
You were the light bubble floating across the top.
Yep.
While we were all trying to figure out why the whole world was trying to bring us down.
I was like, I got to get out of this place.
We just want to be who we are, man.
Where their negativity tries, yeah, to get on me.
Ah, yeah.
That was great, man.
Totally.
90s were great.
Good times.
I did love those Z Cavariccis.
Oh, I sure wish I still had mine. Mine had the double buttons, you, oh, know, yeah, like the Chinese,
uh-huh,
triangle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Flapped over the each
flap.
Other.
That's, yep, what it was, the flap. Uh-huh. That's the word I was looking for. Man, they were nice.
I remember. Well, because the guys with Mohawks would wear those. All the punks would wear them with the black shoes.
Yeah, but they kind of didn't. I think those guys wore ladies' pants.
No.
Oh, no, that was the guys. That was us. That was us. Yeah. Never mind. Wrong. That was us. I was wearing lady pants. That's right. I remember now. Those guys were wearing Levi's.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. You didn't wear the Levi's till you met me.
Oh, I think.
That's
I think we're talking. Big Rich says we're talking about his regular daily wear now.
He wears mom jeans.
He thought they were mom jeans. He just googled Z Cavs and he thought they were mom jeans. They were, man. They were mom jeans for the hip and cool dude back in the day. In the '90s, they started out as hip and cool dude jeans. And then, because the back pocket was so big and useful to moms, and they could put a lot of snacks and stuff in there for kids, no, and their keys. And no, so that's why, no, they then became mom jeans.
No.
That's why the mom jeans would have a giant pocket. Uh-uh. Keep, like, pacifiers and crackers and, uh-uh, diapers, uh-uh, wipes and stuff in there, like little, uh-uh, papoose.
No.
Little backpack.
No.
Well, what the hell they need that big old pockets
were,
for?
Mom jeans were in the 90s too, but they were just high-waisted jeans, yeah, that were kind of baggy. And then those translated for a while. And
yeah. They're coming back.
They're
mom jeans
back.
Are coming back.
They're not back. Coming back. They are back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hammer pants.
Hammer pants.
You had. I think you had hammer pants when we met, and they were, yeah, so old.
Yeah, I kept my. I have a lot of hammer pants.
I bet those you are, wore your white boots with those too.
I would have. I don't recall
You're
ever,
thinking,
but I'm thinking I maybe did. I had those boots for a long time
you
until somebody made me get rid of them.
Listen, when your feet are the sole, yeah, of the shoe, you need to get rid,
but,
of the shoe.
Look how much weight I've lost since then, and they would now be too big. Mm-hmm. See, I could have got them resold. I lost 100 pounds. I could have fit in my boots. Now I got no boots. I'm wearing a pair of stolen cowboy boots. I borrowed the guy's boots 3 years ago, and then I had to move.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't move. I just never called him again.
That's funny.
I should return that dude's boots. I don't think he wants them. If he wanted them, he'd call me.
Really?
Well, yes. He called me to let me borrow them, so he would call me if he wanted them back.
Maybe so, maybe so.
Yeah, they're worth some cash if I still had my Z Cavs.
Yeah.
I'd still be wearing them, though.
No.
Well, yeah, I would. You would love, you would be proud to see with me and my Z Cavs and
proud.
That coat. I got that coat upstairs still.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I got my Twin Peaks jacket upstairs.
Yes, you do. You
weighs got like that. 18 pounds.
It is so heavy.
Yeah.
Breaks every hanger we hang it on.
It's the hanger breaker. That was the coat. That's how they made them in the 90s.
That jacket is
that
huge,
that may have been
too.
80s. Let's see. I graduated high school winter of 89. So that might be an 87 coat.
Oh.
Damn, I've had that coat a long time.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
It looks like a coat from the 80s.
17. Yeah, I think I got that when I was 16.
It's got the V cut.
Wilson's Leather in
Cinderella City.
City.
Oh, you know it, love baby. That place.
Yeah.
Man, it smells so good when you went in there. Leather.
I go in there every time I went to that mall, and I had that coat picked out for months. Months I went in there and tried on that black suede leather.
How old were you?
That zipper goes from left to the right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
16. It's 80.
It zips up that way. It's so funny.
87.
It's so hilarious.
87, 88. Yeah.
We should put the mullet the wig damn. On you. And
oh, I should mullet up.
And put your coat on you.
Yeah. My black suede coat.
Didn't have those busted ass white boots anymore.
Oh, man.
They were so bad, Sean.
So what? They were a part of my childhood. You kept your... You got your goddamn childhood bear. Like a freaking dog or something. That's, the monkey.
That's all I...
Well, maybe all I wanted was my boots.
You have boxes of toys.
Well, my toys don't count.
You had to pick some.
Childhood toys are a necessity.
Those are adult toys.
Well, they were... The boots were like my
and I'm
nostalgia.
Talking about your Volkswagen collection.
I'm talking about my toys.
Not your adult toy collection.
Not my adult toy. No. No.
Oh, my God.
Childhood toys.
Listen, you wore the sides off of those boots.
Why do you hate my boots?
Your three small toes hung out of a hole on the side of that boot because you walked on the sides of your feet. I know they can't. You can't fix the top of the boot.
You can't fix the top of the boot. I think I'm done.
Were they real leather?
Yes, they were real leather.
I don't think they are.
Oh, my God. It said genuine leather right there inside.
I don't,
genuine.
It was wore off. You couldn't see anything that said just, inside.
It was made out of the same leather they used to make the cover on your Bible.
What? What?
Genuine leather. Look inside your Bible.
Oh, my
genuine
God.
Genuine leather.
Oh, my God.
It's good enough for Jesus' book. It's good enough for my boots.
What the hell? I don't even know what the hell you're talking about anymore. I will get you a new pair of white boots.
Oh, that would be great. Can mm-hmm. I help pick them out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw some. Remember when we were at the stock
mm-hmm.
show?
Mm, yeah,
that's some
we
nice
saw some.
White
yeah,
boots
they're
there.
Real nice. Oh, my God. Those boots. I'm sorry. I know
okay.
you loved them.
That's okay.
But if I would have kept them, you would have kept trying to wear them all these years, and then we would have just fought and fought and fought over you trying to wear the busted-ass boots. When you tried them on, your foot didn't even fit in them.
You could have embraced them.
I did. I embraced them right out the door. I held them real, real tight.
I know.
As
you
I left.
You snuck them out of the house, just like you did with my favorite shirts. All the other stuff somehow mysteriously disappears because you don't like Quiet Riot anymore.
I liked reason. Quiet Riot.
Yeah, you did. Girls rock your boys.
Oh my
That's
God.
Right. I think that happens in a lot of households. You know, we've been married 20 years now, so there's going to be some things about my wardrobe that you are just not going to stand for. Because you're paying attention to my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, that shirt's got a bunch of holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love it. And I'm like, yeah, but I love it. And then because I'm a dude, I just never see it again. And I don't think about it and for like a couple months. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Because it's just no longer in my drawer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I
out of sight, out of mind.
There are things in your wardrobe
I have inventory
that I would like to throw away. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go
See,
do it.
And you won't let me take your old busted up, wore out stuff
like what?
That you wear.
What do I have?
I'm not even going to get on it.
Yeah.
New stuff. I'm start throwing your stuff away. I'm going to just start throwing your stuff away.
This is the problem with you wanting to throw stuff away.
What?
Is that? I have everything in this house inventoried in my brain. And when something leaves the house, like an alarm goes off and it's like, wait a minute, what are you taking out of this house?
Mm-hmm.
What's leaving here?
Uh-huh.
And as you, I can like paint the house, rearrange the house, everything. And you're like, you got no idea.
All of a sudden, my favorite stuff's missing. and you're like, oh yeah, I got rid of that back in 87. And I just have to go, oh, crap.
I wish I would have known.
But I think that's very common. I think wives go through and inventory husband's things.
I've told you.
Ones that care about them and that don't want them to look like crap. Yeah.
Right. And you look so good.
I do. And I can't complain that you have totally revamped my entire wardrobe and image multiple times since we've been together, and all for the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was that couple period there where I did have the Justin Bieber swoopy hairdo.
That was not me.
That was all on me.
Not me.
I got up and flat ironed my own hair, my own bangs. I did it. I remember. I'm not proud. I'm not proud that I was a believer there for a little while.
I couldn't believe it when it was happening.
But I trusted I trusted a bad hairdresser. That's what I think. I got bad advice from my hairdresser that a fat guy with braces would look good with flat iron bangs. And so I bought into it.
Swoop to the side.
So I did the swoop.
Oh my God.
I never even mixed it up. I didn't swoop it to the right sometimes. No. I always swooped it over to the left.
That hairstyle lasted
about 6 months. Yeah. Maybe. About 6 months. Too long. Too long for a grown man to be flat ironing his hair at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was great. That was so great. I remember that.
I trusted her.
I
think I have headshots with that stupid freaking hair.
You do. I think that's what's on your album.
Oh, crap. It is what's on my album. And I have braces on that picture, too. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Although the only mouth you can see in that photo is the one on my coat. Because I left that breast pocket zipper open, and it just looks like it's going rawr, rawr. The photographer.
Oh, that's funny.
Didn't pay no attention to that. No. Hey, Tubby, why don't you close that pocket?
Oh my God. I love it.
Oh my goodness. Well,
that is freaking hilarious.
Yeah. I don't miss the braces either. Those were horrible to have at 40 years old. I'll tell you what. They were painful.
Yeah, you did a good job, though. You did a good thing.
I only cried a bunch.
Yeah, that's true. But you did good.
All right, what are we doing
today? It was worth it.
Let's inventory our day. You're sewing? You're making corsets?
I'm making
stuff. You're working on a coat?
I'm working on coats.
I want to wear one of your coats to work so bad, but I need an occasion.
An occasion?
What's coming up? You need to... Okay, it's too soon. You could probably bust me out of Valentine's
May
coat.
May 4th.
Be with you.
Yes, they ripped up his mouth.
They did. And I used that wax like crazy for the first couple months, and then it got better.
Yeah.
After that, when I first had them, but yeah,
it was totally worth it, though.
It was super worth it. Now I got a killer grill.
Killer.
Yeah, I look.
Yeah, I'm gonna sew and do some stuff work in the workroom.
Yeah.
You're gonna do some leather, right?
Where do we go? Here, did we just crash?
I don't know. What happened?
I don't know.
Well, are you in you're in Chrome or in the other one?
Yeah. Hello, are you guys still there? I think I
crashed. Are we going to hear them?
I think I crashed.
Oh. That one said we were live.
Oh, yeah. Whew. I don't know what happened. I think it kicked everybody out. Snap hole.
I don't know. Weird.
Yeah. I don't know if we're still here or not. Anyways, we were wrapping up anyhow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I kicked you out of the thing. I hit the mouse. So you're working on your coat. You're going to finish your coat. I need a coat. I don't know what happened. I hit a button. It was me.
That was weird.
Operator error. I don't even know. Like, the browser closed?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like Chrome closed on me. Yeah. But we're here and we didn't lose any time.
What's that
one
over there in the other tab?
Oh, wait a minute. What's that?
Huh. Don't go there.
I'm not going there.
Just go back to where you were.
Where we're at right now.
Anyways.
We're on. Do you think you could bust me out a Valentine's Day jacket?
Absolutely.
To wear?
To work?
Yeah, because it's on a Friday.
Sure.
It gives you 14 days.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's today? The 3rd. It gives you 11 days, which is plenty of time. But you got code you need to finish.
You know what? I can make a code today, Sean.
I know. If you would, that'd be great.
I know if I would, right? What the fuck is wrong with me?
If I could have a Valentine's
code. Get your life together, Shane.
You don't even have to line it. But if you were going to line it, it would be cool if you lined it with, like, something.
What?
Red, black, red.
Red, black, red, black.
Yeah.
Red, black. Red, brown, red,
brown. And I could, right, wear, I could wear that because I want to start wearing stuff that's going to get me on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And I think if I come in, you know, I can get on there.
Okay.
A little bit more.
Yeah. Let's do it. Because
I gotta get on there.
Let's look at the fabric.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's see. You and want pants too? You want a whole suit?
Or you could do an Easter suit. Let's take some of that old vintage kiddie material that's real pastel-y, like with the little bunnies on it and stuff that you would make and make a jacket out of it. Okay. You know what I mean? For Easter.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we have a plan.
Let's make it.
Okay.
We'll check it out.
We're going to check it
super
out.
Sexy. We should make you a whole suit.
We should make me lots of suits. I want a body suit made out of white snake skin. No, you've got your new sewing machine. You could make me a spandex suit.
I can make you a spandex suit.
Boom! I have the spandex romper. Boom! With the hood.
I know you do.
And I gotta do that.
I know you like your spandex.
I threw down that I can dance like J-Lo and Shakira on Facebook. And
oh.
So now people want a video.
Okay.
So now I gotta get my outfits together.
Yeah.
And I gotta start with my routine.
Are we gonna get a stripper pole?
Nah.
Let's just go to the park and you can use the pole
tree.
In the park.
That seems fine. That doesn't seem weird. Excuse me, children. I'm filming a video. I'm reaching out to my Latin heritage.
Oh, I love that she did that.
That's so cute. She got right in the camera. They had a little tongue.
She looked so cute doing it, too. I loved it.
It made me laugh.
People made fun of that, too.
I know. They said it was like mockery or something. But that's people that don't understand.
They don't even know.
They just
It's a thing you do.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Can I apologize for all the white people that offended you?
Yes. And you freaking honkies.
Yeah,
I don't do nothing mean to you.
Hey, don't throw around racial slurs now. I'm trying to apologize.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Holy moly. For all you and
you call you crackers.
Your Latinos. I think cracker is less offensive because I like to eat crackers. I'm a cracker fan.
That's good.
But so there you go. Are you okay now?
Yes.
All right. We love J-Lo.
I love J-Lo.
We love your people.
I'm a fan.
I love your tacos
and
your tamales.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to really make this better, you could whip up a batch of enchiladas.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Duh.
I would make it better by making enchiladas. How about you make me some freaking enchiladas,
Fine.
Huh?
They're great out of the can.
We've been married 20 years. You should know how to do it by now.
No, why
you
would I?
Have
why
only...
would I try even to attempt to make white guy enchiladas when I got this gorgeous Mexican woman in my house that makes the best enchiladas that have ever been made?
How is it supposed to make me feel better, though?
Because you get back in touch with your culture, you know what I mean? You'd be like, yes, this is what, this
how
is
many,
what we
how
do.
Many, how
and
many?
Then you could dance sexy. Tamales. Forever, enchiladas too. Stuff like that.
Come on, Cracker, make some enchiladas. I love Dina Joe.
Dina Joe, why don't you come over here and make me? And
that was funny.
And I got your shirt.
Yeah.
It's been over a week. I may own this shirt now.
Right.
You know what's great about your shirt, Dina Joe, that I love it. I'm feeling, what am I feeling? Tell me what I'm feeling.
Offended?
There it is. I love the shirt, and I had two different people comment on the shirt that you lent me to wear with my lent up, my borrowed cowboy boots to sing at the national anthem at the stock show. That it's a shirt that bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. It's exactly a bubble shirt.
It's bubbles.
Yeah, it's bubbles. So I
love
should
that.
Get some real thick glasses.
No, that's bad for your eyes.
Oh, man, guys.
Don't do that to your face. Don't do that.
Oh, guys.
Listen, you don't stretch your eyes out like that. That's rule number one.
Come on, guys. I got a load of cats over here I got to get some food for.
You are funny.
Jeez, Ricky. Yeah. You've been drinking all day.
Oh, my God. You might watch too much television, man. You might have too much time on your hands.
Well, I work an entire 5 hours a day.
I know you
and
do.
I work hard. And just because I'm off at 9 in the morning does not neglect... That doesn't say anything.
No, it doesn't say anything.
It doesn't diminish my work.
No.
Efforts.
Your work is very important.
We might watch some Trailer Park Boys today. I love that stupid show.
You love Bubbles.
I do. I like Bubbles.
Don't
my
pull your eyes like that, though. You don't have to stretch your eyes out to sound That's like right. Bubbles.
Yeah, but it really sells it. As a superhero, Big Rich, you know that that's the truth.
Your work all is of us. Never done.
Never. What was it?
I have some work for you to do.
I know you do. That's off the record.
Off the record.
Yes. I can't claim that on my taxes.
It's not really an income if it's just a hobby.
All right. Now, I want to talk snow really fast because we need to get this posted so that people, we get this up in the next half hour or so. It's going to be snowy out there today. It's starting to get icy. I got it from my main weatherman today that it's going to get
Rich,
colder.
Under and on the table. But not this rickety one. It's got to be a good table.
This table is sucky. We need a better table. Turn your headlights on when you're out there driving around in the snow with the sleet and the fog that is falling
and
out of the sky.
Ice.
And the ice balls and the grapple, whatever you want to call it. Turn your headlights on and slow down out there. Put blue juice in your windshield wipers and go home early from work.
Yeah.
That's my... And
stay down.
Home. Just stay home tomorrow.
And slow down.
Slow down. Because the trash guys, they're not going to come pick up my trash tomorrow because those guys, damn trash companies run by a bunch of millennials now. And they get an inch and a half worth of snow
they
out
get
there.
A snow day.
The damn mailman goes by with chains on his truck. But the trash truck and an 8-ton giant truck can't get around to pick up my trash.
Might get stuck.
Those kids these days.
Might slide around.
You know what they make? Like 17, 25 bucks an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Dump some trash in the summer.
In the summer. Wow.
Don't get me on whippersnappers.
Right.
Okay. Listen. Yeah, that's true. But Dina Jo just said.
Yeah.
I hate to perpetuate a stereotype, but that one was kind of true. We have a bunch in our neighborhood.
Yes.
A bunch. And yes. Those are little white guys, too, in a big truck.
Little white guys in a big truck.
Yeah, big trucks. Like if they were walking towards their truck and looking at their phone, they wouldn't know they had walked under their truck.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's how big these trucks are.
Wow.
That's a big truck.
That's a big truck.
That's a little guy.
That's a little guy. You're talking about the pickup trucks.
Yeah, what were you thinking of?
I thought you were
still
trash talking
trucks?
About trash
no.
trucks. I'm like, what
I'm
are you talking
about? Those
about?
Guys that live over there with those giant-ass trucks with
because
the diesels.
When they open the door, a ladder falls out.
Yeah, exactly.
And here comes out little tiny Tom Cruise. Hey, guys, here I am. Yeah. You like my big truck? Look at my big truck.
Yeah.
It goes real fast.
Exactly.
I can crawl out in that big truck.
Just like that.
And then he goes back, has to have a remote that brings his ladder down and he gets right up
now
there.
You got it. That's the kind of truck that Dino Joe's talking about. White little white guy in a big truck.
Those guys crack me up. And you know why their windows are tinted so dark?
Why?
Because if you can see through the glass, you'll see how little they are.
Oh. You can see their booster?
Yeah.
Funny.
It is funny.
I'd love to have a truck.
Not that big. That's ridiculous.
No, I don't need a big truck.
Not like that. That's ridiculous.
We're not gonna.
You can't even get into the back of your truck.
That's the whole point. Yeah, you can borrow my truck to move. You got to put the couch in it. 7 feet tall.
You better get a scissor lift.
I drive a monster truck.
Overcompensating. Yeah. Big guy with a little dick. Truck, oh, big truck with a little dick.
No, you're saying it wrong.
Big truck with a little dick.
Big guy in a little coat. You are out of control.
Ah, oh, makes me laugh.
You make yourself laugh so many times.
You know what? I am my best company.
You really are. You're my best company.
Good.
You are. I meaned it.
That's funny.
Hey, you want to talk about the commercials? Were there any that stuck out on your face that you loved?
Oh, my God. I loved the one with the dude.
Oh, yeah, that one was funny.
I saved with that dude. The video. What's his fucking name? I don't know. All the women think he's hot. I don't even...
And he's not hot?
No.
What was the... What? It's like,
it
was,
what's his name?
Mr. Peanut? Is that the one you're talking about? When he gets reborn, he's like... Hey,
no, this one.
I'm a little peanut.
That guy.
Oh, yeah, Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
See his name there at the top? Jason Momoa's. Yeah, where he comes in and he takes his boots off.
It was great because I do not find that guy attractive at all.
You don't?
No.
Oh my God, he's so sexy.
Is he?
What kind of woman are you?
I don't... What kind of man are you that you think he's sexy?
Realistic one?
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah,
I know what the
I don't like his giant bushy ass eyebrows. I just don't think that he is as attractive.
He's not for
as
you.
All these other women say. So in that stupid Super Bowl commercial where he takes off all his muscles and his hair. I like him so much better now.
I like when he pulls his chest off. And he's really skinny. He's like, oh, it's nice to just sit down and be yourself.
It looks like his girlfriend who's helping him lift weights. And he's just
Yeah,
that was the best one, I thought.
He's just trying to lift the bar.
But I didn't, that was like the only one I saw. I was sewing, so I didn't really even watch any of them.
We're going to go out a little bit on a little Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, I didn't know we're done. You're just ending it?
Yeah.
I was just talking and now you're just ending it.
We were done 15 minutes ago.
Wow. And then
you went into your cracker rant.
I'm sorry.
I like that Shakira busted out the guitar right there. That's her playing her sparkly guitar.
Yep.
Now, I didn't understand this little riff. Little Led Zeppelin riff there.
Oh.
Maybe just a little segue. Oh, and then she danced with the snake rope. No one brought that up. Like, oh, that was sexy snake rope. What was that? A rope or a snake?
A rope. Oh, that's my gross. God.
It was the snakey. Why did they do that? And that was when she really got into the belly dancing moves. Oh, my God.
Well,
is that a snake or a rope?
It's so is that sexy.
Is that guy pushing rope? What's that rope?
I didn't see the Sam Elliott one.
Sam Elliott.
I didn't see the Sam Elliott commercial.
No, I can't think of it. I like when she did that poppy pop thing and that little front of her shirt poppy.
I didn't see the Sam Elliott one. We'll have to look for that and see what we think.
Oh. That's the Super Bowl commercial. That's the old guy, the cowboy guy with the mustache that did the wave.
I know who Sam Elliott is.
Oh, but you didn't see the commercial?
I didn't see the commercial.
Oh, he does a, his mustache does the wave with the Old Town Road. It goes into the bar.
I got the horses in the back.
I love Sam Elliott.
Horse tack is attached.
These are the lyrics.
Hat is matte black. I got the boots as black to match. Riding on a horse.
She says he's super sexy. Ah,
you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley.
That's pretty funny.
You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Thank you. It's pretty good because those are the lyrics for that song.
Mm.
That was a little portion of it there. And then he goes outside and then they have a face off.
They have a face off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to find it?
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. You know, sometimes...
That's the second time our clock has chimed.
And then he comes in. I know this is fascinating. Suck it up. It's a Doritos spot.
Make your move, cowboy.
It's a Doritos commercial. Horse is in the bag. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up that Porsche. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. I like this grill. I want a grill. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Oh my gosh.
We're having a dance off. But his horse has speakers.
The horse is all nope.
I ain't doing it.
Next.
New Doritos Cool Ranch just got cooler.
I ain't dancing.
Oh, look at there. Billy Ray. Billy Ray got in it there at the end.
How funny.
Yeah, little Billy Ray. Yeah, there you go. You're all up to date. Which one did you like the most?
Still
the guy with the
Jason,
mimosa.
Yeah.
For me, I liked the Pringles
when they were trapped.
Rick
in
and Morty. Yeah. I liked that one, and I liked Bill Murray, of course.
Oh, of course,
Bill
I love
Murray
Bill
one.
Murray. Yeah.
When he does the Jeep in Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Because it was Groundhog Day, so that was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
Just brilliant.
So brilliant.
And then I don't remember any other ones, but I'm sure they were all good.
They're all good.
Yeah, I will not be linking any of them to this podcast.
No.
So find them on your own.
All right, then.
Oh, wait. I wanted to do something.
You what were you doing?
Me. I don't know. Sam,
I do. I distract
Sam
you.
Elliott. Because I was thinking Chris Elliott, you know, from Schitt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
And my brain was like, Sam, what the hell are they talking about, Sam Elliott?
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Crazy. All right, we've gone a little long today.
Just a little.
Which is nice. We just had so much to say.
So much.
To talk about.
I was offended.
You were offended.
Never offended. But I was yesterday.
You rarely get offended.
Nah, I'm not anymore.
Yeah, you're better.
I'm over it.
All right, make sure and follow us on everything that we do. So go to Facebook, find us on Swallow Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can also look at Everything Swallow mm-hmm. on Facebook. And that's got some of our stuff that we make, some of our crafts, some of Shane's beautiful handmade garments, tie-dyes, masks, leatherworks, things like that. They're all available for sale.
Yes.
If you would like anything from us, or like to tell us anything, comments, questions, what do you need to do?
Email us.
How?
At everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
That seems pretty simple.
So simple.
You're already emailing people.
Absolutely.
Just email us. Just email us and say, hey, and let us know you're listening. That'd be nice.
Send us a funny picture.
Yeah, send us a funny picture, and we'll send one back.
Right.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Become a patron if you'd like. If you donate to the podcast, you sure can do that on a monthly basis. It's super simple. You can do as little as $1 a month and as much as $600,000 a month. So anywhere between that range is where we'd like for you to become and partner with us.
Yes.
All those proceeds go to funding the podcast.
Yes.
We're trying to get a website going, so if anyone would like to underwrite that, and we're more than welcome to do that.
Yes.
Email us, let us know what you're interested into, or just hit that little reward button and become a patron right there on Podbean. It's super simple.
Make sure to give us a star, a heart, a like. A good review.
That's right.
Anything helps.
That's right. You can find us on multiple platforms on Podbean, iHeartRadio. Nah, not on iHeart. Yes, Podbean, iHeart, Stitcher, Radio.com. Man, where are we?
So many.
Podcast, CastBox.
Uh-huh.
Where you like to listen to your podcast.
Yeah, you can find us.
All right.
Just Google us.
Google
pop
us.
Pop up on top.
There you go. Just keep everything Swallow at the top of your mind.
That's right, people.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for getting swallowed.
Boom.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
You know what? I just thought of something. I think I'm going to play a song out that I don't normally do this.
What is it?
Let's see if I can find it. I don't think I have it.
What is it?
I don't want to tell you what it is, so that will take all the suspense and all the fun out of it.
Well, maybe you should be better organized.
Or maybe you should... All right, you ready? Okay, this is my intention. I just thought of this. Thought this would be a great way to start the week, okay? Here we go, everybody.
Waiting for it.
Remember this.
Bring it on.
I can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten.
Yes.
And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing.
It's Monty Python.
When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Here we go.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Oh, always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of life. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit
when you really look at it.
Life's a laugh, death's a joke, it's true.
It's the best.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
To lose, always look on the bright side of life.
That's right.
I just have been looking on the bright side lately. I've been feeling more positive than I have in a long time. So I was whistling that song in my head earlier today, and I wanted to share it with everyone else.
That's right.
That is the final scene of The Life of Brian.
Monty Python.
If you'd like to, it's Monty Python.
If you've never checked him out, you should look it up.
That is exactly right. It just is a good reminder.
That's
things
right.
Could always be worse.
Always be worse. You could be dead.
Yeah, that's right. Love you.
Love you.
You guys have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Bye, people. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.